into Chamberlain.
Forget Lynn's sanity for a moment. What Wilt Chamberlain did 50 years ago today, that was just plain insane.
100 points for Wilt Chamberlain. He stopped the game.
Wilt scored a record 100 points against the Knicks, no less. Joining us on our news line, the longtime New York sportscaster, Len Berman. Len, we marvel now when a guy scores 50 in a game. How did Wilt score 100 points against the Knicks?
Well, it's still mind-boggling. You know, Wilt, in my estimation, never got the credit he deserved, even though he's very well-known, because he was 7 feet tall. As he himself used to say, nobody loves Goliath. So I think people went kind of ho-hum. But, you know, there was no three-point shot back then. Wilt was an awful foul shooter, one of the worst all time. And that night, he made 28 of 32 foul shots. It was just a crazy night. Teams were fouling each other to stop the clock. It was nutty. And there's no film. There's no tape. There's no videotape. Not one stitch of anything other than that audio you just played.
It's been done in high school, but could you ever see in the NBA in this day and age a guy like LeBron or Kobe or Durant or Howard just get red hot for one night and approach that record?
I don't think so because of lots of factors, defenses, and I don't know. I can't see it. 81 is the closest anyone got. That was Kobe Bryant, and it was a full 6 years ago. I firmly believe it's a record that'll never be broken.
Wilt being Wilt once said, you know, maybe I could have scored 140.
I thought one of the funniest lines that ever came out of this was Daryl Imhoff was the Knicks center who had the unenviable task of having to play defense against Wilt. And I think the next time they met at Madison Square Garden, Imhoff used to boast, you see, I held him to 58 tonight.
Len Berman, great talking with you, Len. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve.